Phenomena.
Is a song. Now, go to another page. Quickly. Try this one, it's good. Or if it's not, at least it doesn't involve...
Phenomena.
Repeat it. Ad insanitum. Picture 1968. Stoners. Hippies. Drugs. Free love. The kind of love that you have to pay for. And hippies. Deep in the darkest parts unknown, a Volkswagen van driven by a musician, one Piero Umiliani, breaks down. Piero, trapped alone in the darkest parts unknown with a broken VW van, previously mentioned, sits and listens to the wind. The wind says nothing. Piero isn't that stoned. He is only partly stoned, with a 20% chance of musical inspiration, rising to 100% after sunset. He starts a fire to warm his cold parts. Piero's unspecified parts need warming, because being deep in darkest parts unknown has the unfortunate tendency to coldify the parts, unspecified, of musicians trapped alone in the darkest parts unknown with broken VW vans. Especially after the sun sets, as normally happens around sunset every day as the sun sets at sunset. Only one broken VW van, previously mentioned, was previously mentioned. The story behind the other broken VW vans is another story entirely. The sun, as happens daily in darkest parts unknown, has set it, set, whatever. Darkest parts unknown is even darker after sunset. Cold, too. Hence the coldening of parts, unspecified, that earlier in this story were warm. This leads to a fire set by Piero, who has cold parts, unspecified, that were unwarmed from the earlier warm state by the cold darkness of darkest parts unknown. Fire is known for its warming properties. This makes it good for cooking s'mores. Piero, unfortunately, has neither pre-made s'mores nor the ingredients to make them on the spot in darkest parts unknown. Whether or not he had a broken VW van, previously mentioned. In fact, he so thoroughly lacks s'mores-making materials that he would, no doubt, be unable to post-make them at some undefined period in the future. Piero uses his guitar to kindle the fire, which is harder than it sounds, as he has a steel guitar. Steel guitars are made from steel. Steel doesn't burn all that well, generally. Nevertheless, for the purposes of this story, the steel guitar makes a fine fire, lighting up the darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown with its flamey burning and, with its burning strings, six times twanging away the silence that is endemic to the darkened darkness of parts unknown. He stares into the fire, watching the flamey flames burn their fiery way up into the dark sky of darkest parts unknown beside his broken VW van, previously mentioned. The fire, unlike the wind, has more to say than nothing. It says snap, excitedly. Later it says crackle. It says pop after that, just before a lawyers and the employee of the Kellogg's Corporation step out from the gloomy darkness of darkest parts unknown to demand payment for the unauthorized use of the trademark for Rice Krispies. Rice Krispies is also trademarked, but this minor detail is not germane to this story. If it was a point rather than a detail, it would be moot. They, the lawyers, take the broken VW van, previously mentioned, in payment for the trademark breakage. They do not, however, give Piero a lift, as he owns only two things that could be used as payment: the guitar, now burning, and the broken VW van, previously mentioned, which he no longer owns, making an earlier part of this sentence somewhat inaccurate. Piero, now vanless of the broken VW van previously mentioned, continues to stare into the fiery fire of the flamey flames. Also, the flamey flames of the fiery fire. He isn't picky. Picky is for people who aren't stranded in the firelight and darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown. Time passes, and Piero runs out into the darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown to take a leak. Then, frightened by the darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown, he comes back. The fire is still there, though it is no longer able to twang away the silence, as it ran out of such noises when the steel guitar that kindles it ran out of strings. Gone, too, is its ability to emit other trademarked forms of automatopoeia. The broken VW van previously mentioned continues to no longer be there. Its lack of being there forms a broken VW van-shaped gap at the edge of the firelight and darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown. The fire, feeling guilty in an anthropomorphic way, throws Piero, his cold parts now warmed, if a bit frightened by their collective foray out into the darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown, a bone. The bone is the hook to a song. The song is untitled. The hook is
Phenomena.
Though the meaning of these lyrics have never been revealed, since the song always involves one male and two female singers, of one species or another, it has been speculated that
Phenomena
means Menanza Toi. The song, untitled, burrows its way into Piero's brain. The hook
Phenomena
also burrows its way into his brain. Both go in through his ears. Piero, alone, trapped in the darkened darkness of parts unknown, guitarless except for his burning guitar that has, and continues to, both warm his coldness and lighten the darkened darkness of darkest parts unknown, fanless of all types of vans, including the broken VW type previously mentioned, now has a song. Piero, fanless of the van that he once had, a broken VW van previously mentioned, guitarless of even the most burnable kind of guitar, the steel kind, his parts, unspecified, warmed, slowly makes his way back to civilization on foot. With him follows a song, untitled, with a hook.
Phenomena.
As he walks, on foot due to his lack of a broken VW van, previously mentioned, the hook to the song, the formerly untitled Mana Mana, becomes a chorus. A chorus timed to the beat of his feet, twitchy and stumbling due to his lack of coordination. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. Pause. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left. The chorus, over the miles of his walking, morphs, changing to what it was before, but repeated for the most part. A new bit eventually gets in the line at the end being a figurative term that signifies the middle of a loop that never ends.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
The chorus, now complete, is joined by a jazz riff. Embarrassed by his inability to add significantly to the magic of the song, he halts, embarrassed. The hook, however, continues.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
He tries again. And halts, embarrassed. Also again. Again, the hook continues.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
Never want to give up, except for that time he gave up. He tries one more time. And, as before, halts, again, embarrassed, also again. Again, the hook continues, again.
phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
At this point, he is at the edge of shouting the refrain. A passion, speaking of a past of lost broken VW vans, previously mentioned, deep in the darkest parts unknown. One last time, he opens his mouth, searching for that perfect accompaniment to the hook that has plagued him for so long. And so he runs, but he can never escape what he has created.
Phenomena. 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 Phenomena.
The rest, as they say, is history.